بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين وصلى الله على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم. We continue the explanation of عمدة الأحكام. عن عائشة رضي الله عنها قالت لم يكن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم على شيء من النوافل أشد تعاهدا منه على ركعتي الفجر. وفي لفظ لمسلم ركعتا الفجر خير من الدنيا وما فيها. Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha narrated that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was never more regular and particular in offering any nawafil, any optional prayer, than the two rak'ah sunnah of the fajr prayer. And she also narrated that he sallallahu alayhi wa sallam saying, the two rak'ah at dawn are better than this world and what it contains. The narrator is Aisha, Ummul Mu'mineen, the mother of the believers, radiallahu anha, may Allah be pleased with her. And we spoke of her biography when we discussed hadith number 3. The subject matter of this hadith is the characteristics of the two rak'ah, the two sunnah, the two rak'ah of the dawn, the sunnah of the dawn. Nafil, the term nafil in the linguistic meaning means al-ziyada, the increment. And in the sharia, it refers to other than the obligatory actions of worship. What is referred to in this hadith is that it refers to the rawatib, the regular sunnah of the fajr. So Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha tells us that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used to strongly observe the prayer offering these two rak'ah at dawn more than any of the other optional prayers, because of the merits and the particularity of reward, since they are better than what's in this life, better than this life and what it contains, and what is with Allah is better and everlasting for those who believe and those who depend upon Allah. The benefits of this hadith. First, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam used to strongly observe these two rak'ah and preserve them. Secondly, these two rak'ah are particular in terms of their merits, that they are better than this life and what it contains. Thirdly, the regular fajr is prayed in residence and in travel, unlike the regular sunnah of dhuhr, maghrib and isha, where they are not prayed during travel. The traveler may pray other sunan like al-witr, the duha, the before noon, the tahiyyatul masjid, the two rak'ah offered upon entering the masjid, and salatul istikhara, the prayer asking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to guide someone for a decision if he is wavering and reluctant. Also, qiyamul layl, the night prayer, and so forth. As to the merits of salat al-fajr, they are the sunnah of fajr. They are, first, better than this life and what it contains. Second, it is the best of the regular prayers, because the Prophet ﷺ used to strongly observe. Thirdly, they are offered in travel and in residence, unlike that of the dhuhr, maghrib and isha. Fourthly, what's recited in them is in the first rak'ah Surah Al-Kafirun. And in the second rak'ah, Surah Al-Ikhlas. Also, it is affirmed that the Prophet ﷺ also recited in the first rak'ah the following verse from Surah Al-Baqarah, verse 136. قولوا آمنا بالله وما أنزل إلينا الآية. And in the second rak'ah, he recited, say, O Muslims, we believe in Allah and that which has been sent down to us and that which has been sent down to Ibrahim, to Ismail, to Ishaq, to Yaqub, and to Al-Asbat, and that which has been given to Musa and Isa, and that which has been given to the prophets from their Lord. We make no distinction between any of them, and to him we have submitted. And in the second rak'ah, he, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, also recited from Surah Al-Imran 352. آمنا بالله واشهد بأننا مسلمون. نعم, yes. Then when Isa came to know of their disbelief, he said, who will be my helpers in Allah's cause? Al-Hawairun said, we are the helpers of Allah. We believe in Allah and bear witness that we are Muslims. Now, it is also reported that he, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, used sometimes to recite 2136 in the first and also 364 in the second from Al-Imran, in the second one. 2136, it preceded. قل يا أهل الكتاب تعالوا إلى كلمة سواء بيننا وبينكم ألا نعبد إلا الله. O people of the scripture, come to a word that is just between us and you, that we worship none but Allah. To the rest of the verse. The other thing about this sunnah is to lay on the right one's right side after performing the two rak'ah. And this came in a hadith of Abi Huraira in At-Tirmidhi, and also the hadith of Aisha in Sahih al-Bukhari. And the next, it is the sunnah to pray this salah lightly. Aisha reported that she said, لا أدري أقرأ بأم القرآن أم لا. I don't know whether he, صلى الله عليه وسلم, recited by أم القرآن the Fatiha or not. This indicates that he prayed it lightly. عليه الصلاة والسلام. طيب. If someone misses the two rak'ah of Fajr, then it is permissible for him to pray them after the obligatory salah directly or after the sunrise. And it is better to pray them after sunrise. And the evidence for this is in the hadith of At-Tirmidhi. Yes, if someone misses these two rak'ah, then he can pray them directly after performing the obligatory prayer for Fajr, or better, after sunrise, after the sun rises, by about 20 minutes. And the evidence is, as the hadith of Abi Huraira رضي الله عنه قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم من لم يصلي ركعتي الفجر فليصليهما بعدما تطلع الشمس. Whoever does not pray the two rak'ah of Fajr, then let him pray them after the sun rises. And this is reported by At-Tirmidhi, and it is an authentic narration. And also the other evidence is from Qais bin Qahd رضي الله عنه. He prayed with the Prophet عليه الصلاة والسلام the Salat al-Fajr, but he did not pray the Sunnah of Fajr. So after the Prophet عليه الصلاة والسلام made the Taslim from Salah, finished the Salah, and then stood up, and he, this Sahabi Qais bin Fahd, offered the two rak'ah which he missed, and sallallahu alayhi wasallam, he used to look at him, and he did not denounce his action. This is reported by Tirmidhi and by Ibn Hibban, and this hadith is Hassan because of other supporting evidences, and Al-Shaykh Al-Albani rahimahullah and Sheikh Ahmed Shakir rahimahullah authenticated it, as well as Al-Shaykh Al-Albani as well. So this hadith indicates the permissibility to perform the two missed prayers of Sunnah al-Fajr directly right after the obligatory prayer. Walhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen, wa sallallahu ala nabiyyina Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahbihi wa sallam. This brings the end of the hadith. Barakallahu feekum wa jazakumullahu khair. I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make it a benefit for myself and for all of you.